3041, verses 8 and 9. And if the woman be not willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this mine oath, only thou shalt not bring back my son thither. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his lord, and swear to him concerning this word. If the woman be not willing to follow thee, signifies here as before, if the affection of truth should not be separated, then thou shalt be clear from this mine oath, signifies the freedom belonging to the natural man. Only thou shalt not bring back my son thither, signifies here as before, that from thence there could be no conjunction. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his lord, signifies here as before, the pledging of the natural man, according to power, to the good of conjugal love. And swear to him concerning this word, signifies a sacred obligation. 3042. If the woman be not willing to follow thee. That this signifies if the affection of truth should not be separated, is evident from the signification of a woman as being the affection of truth, and from the signification of going after, or following thee to this land, as being to be separated from the natural and conjoined with the rational, as shown above, number 3030, where are the same words. 3043. Then thou shalt be clear from this mine oath. That this signifies the freedom belonging to the natural man is evident from the signification of the servant of whom these things are said as being the natural man, number 3019, and from the signification of being clear if the woman is not willing to follow, as being in the proximate sense that he would be under no pledge if the affection of truth should not be separated. That these words involve the freedom belonging to the natural man is evident, for the affection of truth here treated of, and the separation also, are predicated in the internal sense of the natural man. In the historical sense, there is another connection, but in the internal sense, it is such as has been stated. Concerning man's freedom, see what has been said and shown above. Number 892, 905, 1937, 1947, 2744, 2870 to 2893, from which it is evident how the case is with freedom. Freedom is predicated of the natural man, but not in the same way of the rational, for good flows through the rational into the natural in celestial freedom from the Lord. The natural man is that which is to receive this good, and in order that it may receive it, and may thus be conjoined with the celestial freedom which flows in through the rational, the natural is left in freedom. For freedom is of love or affection, and unless the natural man receives the affection of truth from the inflowing affection of good, it cannot possibly be conjoined with the rational. Such is the case with man, and that he is reformed of the Lord through freedom may be seen. Number 1937, 1947, 2876 to 2878, 2881. In regard to the Lord, he likewise left the natural in freedom when he made his rational divine as to truth, that is, when he adjoined divine truth to the divine good of the rational. For it was his will to make his human divine in the usual manner, that is, in the way in which man is reformed and regenerated. The reformation and regeneration of man is therefore itself a kind of image. By reformation and regeneration also a man is made new, and hence is said to be born anew and created anew. And in so far as he is reformed, in so far he has, as it were, what is divine in him. But there is this difference, that the Lord made himself divine from his own power, while man cannot do the least thing from his own power, but only from the Lord. It is said, as it were, what is divine, because man is but a recipient of life, whereas the Lord, as to each essence, is life itself. See number 1954, 2021, 2658, 2706, 3001. 3044. Only thou shalt not bring back my son thither. That this signifies that from thence there could be no conjunction is evident from what was said above, number 3031, 3033, where the same words occur. 3045. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his lord. That this signifies the pledging of the natural man according to power to the good of conjugal love is evident from what was said above, number 3021, where also the same words occur. 3046. And swear to him concerning this word. That this signifies a sacred obligation is evident from the signification of swearing as being a binding pledge, and indeed a most holy one, because he swore by Yahuwah the God of heaven and the God of the earth. See number 3023. And thus a sacred obligation, for a sacred obligation is nothing else than a binding pledge. 3047, verse 10. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his lord, and departed, and every good of his lord was in his hand. And he arose and went to Aram Naharaim, under the city of Nahor. The servant took 10 camels of the camels of his lord and departed. Signifies general divine scientifics in the natural man. And every good of his lord was in his hand. Signifies the goods and truths of these scientifics with it. And he arose, signifies elevation, and went to Aram Naharaim. Signifies the cognitions of truth therefrom. To the city of Nahor, signifies kindred doctrinal things. 3048. The servant took 10 camels of the camels of his lord and departed. That this signifies general scientifics in the natural man is evident from the signification here of servant as being the natural man. See above number 3019, 3020. And from the signification of 10 as being remains, that these are goods and truths with man stored up by the Lord, may be seen above. Number 468, 530, 560, 561, 660, 661, 1050, 1906, 2284. And that 10, or remains, when predicated of the Lord, are the divine things which the Lord acquired for himself. Number 1738, 1906. And also from the signification of camels as being general scientifics. And because these were divine, or acquired by the Lord, it is said that they were 10, and then it is said that they were camels of the camels of his Lord. That he departed signifies the initiation thereby, which is treated of in this chapter. The subject here is the process of the conjunction of truth with good in the Lord's divine rational. First, the process of initiation, number 3012, 3013, the nature of which is described in a series. Here, that the Lord separated in the natural man the things which were from himself, that is, which were divine, from those which were of the maternal. The things which were from himself, or which were divine, are the things by which the initiation was effected, and they are here the 10 camels of the camels of his Lord. And hence it is that in the following verses much mention is made of camels, as that he made the camels fall on their knees without the city, verse 11, that Rebekah also gave drink to the camels, verses 14, 19, and 20, that they were brought into the house, and that straw and provender were given them, verses 31 and 32, and further that Rebekah and her damsels rode upon the camels, verse 61, and that Isaac saw the camels coming. And when Rebekah saw Isaac, that she alighted off her camel. Verses 63 and 64. Camels are mentioned so often because of the internal sense in which they signify the general scientifics in the natural man, from which comes the affection of truth, which is to be initiated into the affection of good in the rational, and this in the usual way, as shown above. For the rational as to truth cannot possibly be born and perfected without scientifics and cognitions. That camel signified general scientifics is evident from other passages in the word where they are mentioned, as in Isaiah. The prophecy of the beasts of the south, in the land of straitness and distress, from whence come the young lion and the old lion, the viper and the flying fire serpent. They carry their riches upon the shoulder of young asses, and their treasures upon the hump of camels, to a people that shall not profit, for Egypt shall help in vain, and to no purpose. 30 verses 6 and 7. The beasts of the south denote those who are in the light of cognitions or in cognitions, but in a life of evil. Carrying their riches upon the shoulder of young asses denotes the cognitions pertaining to their rational. That a young ass is rational truth may be seen above, number 2781. Their treasures upon the hump of camels denotes the cognitions pertaining to their natural. The camel's hump is what is natural. The camels themselves signify the general scientifics which are there. The treasures are the cognitions which they hold as precious. That Egypt shall help in vain and to no purpose denotes that sciences are of no use to them. That Egypt is science may be seen above, number 1164, 1165, 1186, 1462, 2588 at the end. That camels here are not camels is plain, for it is said, the young lion and the old lion carry their treasures upon the hump of camels, and anyone can see that some arcanum of the church is hereby signified. Again, the prophecy of the desert of the sea, thus hath the Lord said, go set a watchman, let him declare what he seeth. And he saw a chariot, a pair of horsemen, a chariot of an ass, a chariot of a camel, and he hearkened diligently. And he answered and said, Babel is fallen, is fallen. Isaiah 21, verses 1, 6, 7, and 9. The desert of the sea here denotes the emptiness of sciences that are not for use. A chariot of an ass, a collection of particular scientifics. A chariot of a camel, a collection of general scientifics in the natural man. It is the empty reasonings with those signified by Babel which are thus described. Again, thy heart shall be enlarged, because the multitude of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The wealth of the nations shall come unto thee. The abundance of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of Yahuwah. 60 verses 5 and 6. This is concerning the Lord, and concerning the divine celestial and spiritual things in his natural. The multitude of the sea denotes the immense supply of natural truth. The wealth of the nations, the immense supply of natural good. The abundance of camels, the abundant supply of general scientifics. Gold and frankincense, goods and truths, which are the praises of Yahuwah. From Sheba is from the celestial things of love and faith. See number 113, 117, 1171. That the Queen of Sheba came to Solomon to Jerusalem with exceeding great riches, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. First Book of Kings 10, verses 1 and 2. Represented the wisdom and intelligence which came to the Lord, who in the internal sense here is Solomon. The camels bearing spices, gold, and precious stones are the things of wisdom and intelligence in the natural man. In Jeremiah, to Arabia and to the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadnezzar king of Babel smote, arise ye, go up to Arabia, and lay waste the sons of the east. Their tents shall they take, and they shall carry away for themselves their curtains, and all their vessels, and their camels. And their camels shall be a booty, and I will scatter them to every wind. 49 verses 28, 29, and 32. Here Arabia and the kingdoms of Hazor, in the opposite sense, denote those who are in the cognitions of celestial and spiritual things, but for the end of no other use than that they may be esteemed wise and intelligent by themselves and the world. The camels which should be taken away from them and should be for a booty and should be scattered to every wind are in general the scientifics and the cognitions of good and truth, which are also taken away from them in the life of the body by their believing contrary things, and in the other life holy. In Zechariah, "And this shall be the plague wherewith Yehovah will smite all the peoples that shall fight against Jerusalem. Thus shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, and of the ass, and of every beast." 14 verses 12 and 15. Here the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, and of the ass denotes the privation of intellectual things, which thus succeed in order from rational things to natural things. What is meant by the horse may be seen above, number 2761, 2762, what by the mule, number 2781, and what by the ass, number 2781. Camels denote the general scientifics in the natural man. The like was signified by the murin in Egypt, which was upon the cattle in the field, upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon herd, and upon flock. Exodus 9, verses 2 and 3. From these passages it is evident that by camels, in the internal sense of the word, are signified the general scientifics of the natural man. General scientifics are those which include in themselves many particulars, and these singulars, and they form in general the natural man as to the intellectual part of it. 3049. And every good of his Lord was in his hand. That this signifies the goods and truths of these scientifics with the natural man is evident from the signification of every good of his Lord as being both good and truth. For in itself, truth is good because from good, and truth is the form of good, that is to say, when good is formed so as to be perceived intellectually, it is then called truth. And also from the signification of hand as being power. See number 878. In his hand, therefore meaning that which he had. In themselves, general scientifics are not goods, nor are they alive. It is the affection of them that causes them to be goods and to be alive. For when there is this affection, they are for the sake of use, since no one is affected by any scientific or truth except for some use. Use makes it a good, and such as the use is, such is the good. 3050. And he arose. That this signifies elevation is evident from the signification of arising as involving something of elevation wherever it is mentioned. See number 2401, 2785, 2912, 2927. Here, that the divine truth from scientifics was to be initiated into the divine good of the rational. 3051. And went to Aram Naharaim. That this signifies the cognitions of truth therefrom is evident from the signification of Aram, or Syria, as being the cognitions of good. See number 1232, 1234. But Aram Naharaim, or Syria of the rivers, signifies the cognitions of truth from Naharaim, or rivers, because rivers signify the intelligence which is of the cognitions of truth, as may be seen from the passages of the word collected above, number 108, 109, 2702, and from many others, concerning which of the Lord's divine mercy elsewhere. 3052. To the city of Nahor. That this signifies kindred doctrinal things is evident from the signification of a city as being doctrine. See number 402, 2449. And from the representation of Nahor as being what is akin. For Nahor was the brother of Abram, and from him came Bethuel, from whom was Rebekah. Scientifics and doctrinal things are distinct from each other in this way. Doctrinal things come from scientifics, for they look to use, and are procured from scientifics by means of reflection. They are here said to be kindred by reason of their derivation from things divine. 3053, verse 11. And he made the camels kneel down without the city by the well of waters, about the time of evening, about the time that the drawers go out. He made the camels kneel down, signifies a holy disposing of general scientifics. Without the city, signifies removal from doctrinal things. By the well of waters, signifies for receiving the truths of faith. About the time of evening, signifies a state of more obscurity at that time. About the time that the drawers go out, signifies a state of instruction. 3054. He made the camels kneel down. That this signifies a holy disposing of general scientifics is evident from the signification of making to kneel down as being to dispose themselves to what is holy, and from the signification of camels as being general scientifics. See above number 3048. 3055, without the city. That this signifies removal from doctrinal things is evident from the signification of a city as being doctrine. See number 402, 2449. Thus, without the city evidently means outside of doctrinal things, thus removal from them. 3056, about the time of evening. That this signifies a state of more obscurity at that time is evident from the signification of time as being state. See number 2625, 2788, 2837. And from the signification of evening as being what is obscure. For evening in the word signifies the state which precedes the last state of a church that is coming to its close, which last state is called night. And it also signifies the first state of a church just rising, which state is called morning. See number 2323. In either sense, it denotes what is obscure, which is signified by evening, but here it denotes the obscurity that precedes the morning. 3057. About the time that the drawers go out. That this signifies a state of instruction is evident from the signification of time as being state. See just above number 3056. And from the signification of a drawer, that is one who draws water, as being to be instructed, to be explained in what follows. What has now been told from number 3054 is what is signified in the internal sense by the things related historically in this verse. But what these particulars involve in a series is not easily made plain to one who has not been instructed concerning the natural man, and concerning the scientifics and doctrinal things therein, and also how truths are elevated therefrom into the rational, and become rational, and still less if he does not know what is the quality of the rational relatively to the natural, that is, the quality of the things in the rational relatively to those in the natural. The things in the rational are not apparent to man while he lives in the body, for those in the natural are what come to perception, and seldom those in the rational, except by a certain kind of light illuminating the things in the natural, or as an inflowing capacity by which the ideas of thought are disposed into order, and also as a faculty of perceiving that which the mind is considering. Unless these and other things be known, what is contained in this verse can with difficulty be explained to the apprehension, as that there is a holy disposing of general scientifics, and then a removal from doctrinal things for receiving the truths of faith, and that when this is taking place, there is an obscure state, and that such is the state of instruction. Nevertheless, we may briefly state as much as can be apprehended, and hear how the case is with a man when he is being reformed by the Lord. For the reformation of a man is a kind of image of what took place with the Lord when he was in the world, as was said above, number 3043. When a man is being reformed, the general things in his natural man are disposed by the Lord to correspondence with those which are in heaven. What correspondence is, and that it is between spiritual things and natural things, may be seen above. Number 2987, 2989 to 2991, 3002. General things are first disposed, in order that particulars may be successively insinuated into them by the Lord, and singulars into the particulars. For if the general things are not in order, there cannot come forth order in the particulars, because the particulars enter into the generals and confirm them. Still less can there be order in the singulars, because these enter into the particulars as into their generals and illustrate them. These are the things that are meant by a holy disposing of general scientifics, and this is meant in the internal sense by making the camels kneel down, for so they submit themselves for the reception of influx. When the general scientifics are being disposed in this way, doctrinal things are removed, as they are conclusions from these scientifics. For there flows in through the rational, as it were, a dictate that this is true and this not true, but in this way, that it is true because it agrees with the orderly disposition of the general scientifics, and that it is not true because it disagrees. There is no other influx as to truths. Doctrinal things are indeed there before, but they are not doctrinal things until they are believed, but are merely scientifics. And therefore, when the man thinks about them, no conclusion is drawn from them, but only concerning them from other things. This is what is meant by removal from doctrinal things, and it is what is here signified in the internal sense by without the city. But this is the state that is called an obscure state, and is signified by the time of evening, whereas when doctrinal things have been confirmed, so that they are believed, then comes the morning, or a state of light. The other things contained in this verse are evident from what has been already stated. 3058. That to draw waters signifies instruction, and likewise enlightenment from it, as in what follows in this chapter, comes from the fact that in the internal sense waters signify the truths of faith, see number 2702, and therefore to draw waters is nothing else than to be instructed in the truths of faith, and thereby to be enlightened, as also in other passages of the word. In Isaiah, with joy shall ye draw waters out of the fountains of salvation, and that day shall ye confess unto Yahuwah. 12:3-4. To draw waters is to be instructed, to understand, and to be wise. Again, bring ye waters to meet him that is thirsty, ye inhabitants of the land of Temah. 21:14. To bring waters to meet him that is thirsty means to instruct. Again, the afflicted and the needy seek waters, and there are none, and their tongue faileth for thirst. 41:17. They that seek waters are they who desire to be instructed in truths. That there are none signifies that no one has truths. Moreover, by the drawers of water were represented in the Jewish church those who continually desire to know truths, but for no other end than to know them, while caring nothing for the use. Such were accounted among the lowest, and were represented by the Gibeonites, concerning whom see Joshua 9:21-27. 3059:12-14. And he said, O Yahuwah God of my Lord Abraham, cause to meet, I pray, before me this day, and do mercy with my lord Abraham. Behold, I stand by the fountain of waters, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw waters. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Her hast thou appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast done mercy with my Lord. He said, signifies communication. Yahuwah, God of my Lord Abraham, signifies of the divine itself, which is the Father, with the divine human, which is the Son. Cause to meet, I pray, before me this day, signifies providence from eternity. And due mercy signifies an influx of love. With my Lord Abraham signifies the divine human. Behold, I stand by the fountain of waters, signifies the state of the conjunction of truth divine with the human. And the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw waters, signifies the affections of truth and instruction through them. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say signifies an affection in which is innocence. Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, signifies the submission of scientifics, that I may drink, signifies instruction and truth therefrom. And she shall say, drink, signifies the reciprocal thereto. And I will give thy camels drink also, signifies the consequent enlightenment of all the scientifics in the natural man. Her hast thou appointed for thy servant Isaac, signifies the conjunction of truth divine with divine good in the rational. And thereby shall I know that thou hast done mercy with my Lord, signifies that from the divine love there is a marriage. 3060. He said, that this signifies communication is evident from the signification of saying in the historical portions of the word as being to perceive and to will, concerning which often before. And because it signifies these, it also signifies to communicate, for from perceiving and willing comes communication. 3061. Yahuwah, God of my Lord Abraham. That this signifies of the divine itself, which is the Father, with the divine human, which is the Son, that is, communication, is evident from what has been so often said and shown above, namely that Yahuwah God is the divine itself of the Lord, which is called the Father, and that by Abraham is represented his divine human. Number 2833-2836. It may be seen above that in the word of the Old Testament, Yahuwah is the Lord himself. Numbers 1736, 1815, 2921. And that the most ancient church before the flood and the ancient church after the flood understood by Yahuwah no other than the Lord. Number 1343, 1676, 1990, 2016, 3035. Also that in the Lord is the Trinity, the divine itself, the divine human, and the preceding divine holy, and these are a one. Number 1999, 2149, 2156, 2288, 2329, 2447. That all the Trinity in the Lord is Yahuwah. Number 2156, 2329. And that each and all things in the Lord are Yahuwah. Number 1902, 1921. That the Lord is one with the Father, and that no other is understood in heaven by the Father. Number 14, 15, 1725, 1729, 1733, 1815, 2005, 2018, 2025, 2803, 3038. That the Lord is the universal heaven, for he is the all there, and that from him is all of innocence, of peace, of love, of charity, of mercy, of conjugal love, and all good and truth. That Moses and the prophets, thus the word in every particular, is concerning him, and that all the rites of the church represented him. Number 2751. That the Lord, as to the divine human, is called the Son. Number 2628. That the divine human of the Lord was not only conceived, but was also born of his divine essence, which is Yahuwah. Number 2798. And that thereby the Lord as to the human was made Yahuwah, and life of himself. Number 1603, 1737. That the Lord was from eternity is plainly evident from the word. Number 2803. Although he was afterwards born in time. For he spake by Moses and the prophets. He likewise had appeared to many, and it is there said that he was Yahuwah. But this deepest of Arcana could be revealed to none but those who are in divine perception, thus to scarcely any but the men of the most ancient church, who were celestial and in this perception. From these I have heard that Yahuwah himself was the Lord as to the divine human, when he descended into heaven and flowed in through heaven. For heaven represents one man as to all its members, and is therefore also called the grand man. Number 684, 1276, 2996, 2998, 3021. The divine itself in heaven, that is, in the grand man, was the divine human, and was Yahuwah himself thus clothed with the human. But when mankind became such that the divine itself, clothed as the divine human, could no longer affect them, that is, when Yahuwah could no longer come to man because man had so far removed himself, then Yahuwah, who is the Lord as to the divine essence, descended and took upon himself a human by conception divine and by birth from a virgin such as is that of another man. But this he expelled, and by divine means made divine the human that was born, from which proceeds all the holy. Thus the divine human became an essence by itself, which fills the universal heaven, and which also makes it possible for those to be saved who could not be saved before. This then is the Lord, who as to the divine human is alone man, and from whom man has it, that he is man. Number 49, 288, 477, 565, 1894. 3062. Cause to meet, I pray, before me this day. That this signifies providence from eternity is evident from the signification of causing to meet as being to provide, and from the signification of this day as being from eternity. See number 2838. And moreover, it is evident that what is here treated of, and for which supplication was made, is of providence. 3063. And do mercy. That this signifies an influx of love is evident from the essence of mercy as being love. Love is itself turned to mercy and becomes mercy when anyone who is in need of help is regarded from love or charity. Hence mercy is the effect of love toward the needy and miserable. But hereby mercy in the internal sense is meant love, and by doing mercy is meant an influx of love, because it is from the Lord's divine itself into his divine human. For it was the Lord's divine love through which he made his human divine. For love is the very being of life, and no one has divine love but the Lord. See what has been said before concerning the Lord's love, namely, that his life was love toward the universal human race, number 2253, that from this love he fought, number 1690, 1789, 1812, 1813, 1820, that it transcends all understanding, number 1799, 2077, that the Lord is divine love itself, number 2077, 2500, 2572, that Yahuwah is love, number 1735, that nothing lives but love, number 1589, that whoever has mutual love has the Lord's life, number 1799, 1802, 1803, that love and charity are the celestial itself, number 1419, 1824. 3064. With my Lord Abraham. That this signifies the divine human is evident from the representation of Abraham here as being the Lord's divine human. See number 2833, 2836. 3065. Behold, I stand by the fountain of waters. That this signifies the state of conjunction of truth divine in the human is evident from the signification of a fountain as being truth, scene number 2702. Here, truth divine, because the Lord is treated of. The state of conjunction itself is signified by standing by the fountain. That this conjunction was in the human is evident from the series. 3066. And the daughters of the men of the city came out to draw waters. That this signifies the affections of truth and instruction through them is evident from the signification of daughters as being affections. See number 489 to 491, 2362. And from the signification of the men of the city as being truths. The inhabitants of a city are frequently called in the word the men of the city, and frequently the inhabitants of the city. When they are called the men of the city, truths are signified, and when they are called the inhabitants, goods are signified. What men signify may be seen above. Number 265, 749, 915, 1007, 2517. And what inhabitants? Number 2268, 2451, 2712. What a city? Number 402, 2450, 2943. The signification of the above words is evident also from the signification of drawing water as being to be instructed. See above number 3058. Hence it is evident that by the daughters of the men of the city coming out to draw waters are signified the affections of truth and instruction through them. No one is ever instructed by means of truths, but by means of the affections of truth. For truths apart from affection do indeed come to the ear as sound, but do not enter into the memory. That which causes them to enter into the memory and to abide in it is affection. For the good of affection is like soil, in which truths are sown as seeds. But such as the soil is, that is, such as the affection is, such is the produce of that which is sown. The end or use determines the quality of the soil, or of the affection, and thus the quality of the produce of what is sown. Or, if you prefer to say so, the love itself determines it. For in all things the love is the end and the use. For nothing is regarded as the end and use, except that which is loved. 3067. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, that this signifies an affection in which is innocence, is evident from the signification of a damsel. In the word, the affections of good and of truth are called little children, damsels, girls, and daughters, but in all cases with a difference as to state. When daughter is named, affection in general is signified. When girl is named, affection in which is charity is signified. But when it is said damsel, affection in which is innocence is signified, because the age of girlhood is next to that of infancy, which in the internal sense is innocence. The case is the same with boy or little boy, by which is signified a state in which is innocence. See number 430. 3068. Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee. That this signifies the submission of scientifics is evident from the signification of letting down as being to submit, and from the signification of a pitcher as being scientifics. That a water jar or pitcher signifies scientifics comes from the fact that water signifies truth, number 680, 739, 2702. And a pitcher is a vessel containing water, just as a scientific is a vessel in which is truth. For every scientific is a vessel for truth, and every truth is a vessel for good. A scientific without truth is an empty vessel, and so too is truth without good. But a scientific in which there is truth, and truth in which there is good, are full vessels. Affection which is of love is that which conjoins, so that they may be within in order, for love is spiritual conjunction. 3069. That I may drink. That this signifies instruction and truth therefrom, is evident from the signification of drinking as being to be instructed. In the word throughout, mention is made of drinking, and where the good and truth of faith are treated of, their drinking signifies being instructed in them and receiving them. As in Isaiah, "The new wine shall mourn, the vine languisheth, all the glad of heart shall sigh. They shall not drink wine with a song, strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it." 24, verses 7 and 9. Not drinking wine with a song denotes not being instructed from the affection of truth and not being delighted thereby. That strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it denotes aversion. In the same, "It shall be as when a thirsty one dreameth, and behold, he drinketh, but he awaketh, and behold, he is weary, and his soul hath appetite." 29, verse 8. A thirsty one denotes one who desires to be instructed, drinking, being instructed, but in things that are vain. In Jeremiah, "We have drunk our water for silver, our wood cometh for a price." Lamentations 5, verse 4. Drinking waters for silver denotes being instructed not without cost, and also attributing truth to oneself. That it is given free of cost, and thus that it is not from oneself, but from the Lord, is thus taught in Isaiah. "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no silver, come ye, buy." 55, verse 1. Also in John, Jesus said, "If any one thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Whosoever believeth in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." 7, verses 37 and 38, whereby drinking is signified being instructed and receiving. In Luke, "They shall say, We did eat and drink in thy presence, and thou didst teach in our streets. But the Lord says, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity." 13, verses 26 and 27. Where eating and drinking in the Lord's presence denotes instructing and preaching the good and truth of faith from cognitions that are from the Word, which is meant by the words, "Thou didst teach in our streets." But as they did this from themselves, for the sake of their own honor and gain, and thus from no affection of good and truth, and were thus in cognitions of truth but in a life of evil, it is said, "I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity." In the same, Jesus, speaking to the disciples, said, "That ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom." 22, verse 30. That they do not eat and drink in the kingdom of the Lord, and that there is no table there, is plain to everyone, so that by eating and drinking at the Lord's table in his kingdom, something else is signified, namely, enjoying the perception of good and truth. So too with what the Lord says in Matthew, "I say unto you, that I will not drink henceforth of this product of the vine until that day when I shall drink it with you in my Father's kingdom." 26, verse 29, where drinking signifies instructing to the life concerning truths and giving perception of good and truth. These words of the Lord, "Be not anxious for your life, anima, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on." Matthew 6, verses 25 and 31, Luke 12, verse 29, are significative of spiritual things, namely that the all of faith as to good and truth is given by the Lord. In John, Jesus said to the woman of Samaria, "Everyone that drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall become in him a fountain of water springing up unto eternal life." 4, verses 7 to 14, where drinking manifestly denotes being instructed in good and truth, and receiving them. 3070. And she shall say, drink. That this signifies the reciprocal thereto is evident from its being a response and confirmation, consequently what is reciprocal. 3071. And I will give thy camels drink also. That this signifies the enlightenment of all scientifics in the natural man therefrom is evident from the signification of camels as being general scientifics. Thus these scientifics in general, or all. See above number 3048. And from the signification of giving to drink as being to enlighten. That drawing water denotes to instruct was shown above number 3058. Thus to give to drink denotes to enlighten, for enlightenment comes from instruction. 3072. Her hast thou appointed for thy servant Isaac. That this signifies the conjunction of truth divine with divine good in the rational is evident from the signification of appointing, that is to say, for a wife, as being to conjoin by a covenant of marriage, and from the representation of Isaac as being the divine good of the rational. See number 3024. That she, or Rebecca, represents the truth divine that is to be conjoined with the divine good of the rational, has been stated above in several places, and the same is evident from the particulars in the internal sense of this chapter. 3073. And thereby shall I know that thou hast done mercy with my Lord. That this signifies that the marriage is from divine love is evident from the signification of mercy as here in the internal sense being the divine love. See number 3063. And because the subject treated of is the betrothing of Rebecca to Isaac, that is of the conjunction of divine truth with the divine good of the rational, by doing mercy with my Lord, nothing else is signified than a marriage, thus a marriage from divine love. This also is the conclusion of his supplication, and the end that was had in view. 3074. What is contained in these three verses in the internal sense may in some measure be seen from the explication. But as these things are disconnected, that which they involve in their series cannot appear unless they are all collected together into a single idea, and the mental view is then withdrawn from the sense of the letter. For so long as the attention is there, not only is the idea confused, but the mind is also held in doubt, and so far as it is in doubt, it is obscured. A summary description is here given of the process in which truth appears by means of scientifics, and is elevated from them out of the natural man into the rational, and becomes rational truth in the Lord divine. Namely, that this is effected by the influx of the divine love into the human, from which comes the affection of truth in which is innocence. By virtue of such an influx, the scientifics in the natural man were enlightened, and the truths made their appearance that were to be elevated into the rational and there conjoined with the good of the divine love. The same things are described more particularly in what follows. But he who does not know that all things in general and in particular are disposed, even in the natural man, by an influx of love, and from this of an affection in which there is innocence, can have but a very obscure idea, if any, of what was said above and of what has now been said.